country man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. We make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those Winsome boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn.
No, we don't. Hey, thanks for joining us, folks. You're tuned into the Trump Phenomenon here on Friday night, February. Let me get real close here. 28th. Let me get even closer. 28th. 2020. And listen, let me just, this is the Trump Phenomenon. I'm James Kelso, your host on this live show. Let's just listen for a moment to President Trump. Now, he just finished a little while ago, but let's listen to him. This is what he was saying just shortly ago in North Charleston. He'll be in Charlotte tomorrow. North Charleston, or in a couple of days. North Charleston, South Carolina. Here's what he was saying. It on fire.
Yes, they are. They are. They are. They are paying for it.
This crowd is just going wild.
And some of the fake news knows that, but they refuse to report it. But that's okay. You'll see what's going on. And I want to thank Mexico because, by the way, right now they have 27,000 soldiers on our border protecting our border. We have Mexico protecting them. And they only do that for Trump. They don't do that for Sleepy Joe. They don't do that for Crazy Bernie. And they don't do it for Mini Mike, that's for sure. They're only doing that for Trump, right? Only 27,000 soldiers protecting our border. In this region of the country alone, last year, they've been treated so badly, right? They are great. They're brave. They're tough. Any man, they're tough guys in here, but anybody want to be an ICE officer, it's tough stuff, right? They go into those nests. They call them nests. That's where these guys are together, and they knock the hell. I mean, if they have to, I have to be very careful. I don't want to get them in trouble, you know, because the press wants us to be very politically correct. So...
Boo.
So let me change it around. They go into a nest of MS-13 and they say, "Oh, hello, gentlemen, how are you?" And on occasion, they have a fight. They never lose those fights. We need people like that.
God, this guy's good.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hello, gentlemen.
How are you? How many people did you kill last year? How many people did you kill last year with a knife because they like knives, because it's more painful? This is the kind of people that we were letting into our country. ICE has taken them out of our country by the thousands, by the thousands. Last year, ICE officers arrested 12,000 criminal aliens charged or convicted of dangerous offenses, including robbery, rape, and many for a thing called murder. On Wednesday, we won the big case in federal court. Did you see that? Did you see that? We won the case. Unanimously, federal appeals court, where we don't have to give money to sanctuary cities and states if they don't work with us. Finally. Finally.
Finally.
Finally. Why should we? Yet the Democrat candidates oppose all detention of illegal aliens. They want unfettered catch and release. We have ended that program. It was not easy. We have to go through courts. Everything is a court. Everything is a suit. We do anything. We turn to the right, they sue us. We turn to the left, they sue us. We win.
So you can hear how wonderful this is. We'll come back to it in a little bit. But what can I say to you? North Charleston, South Carolina today, a 14,000-seat arena there, just as many people outside who couldn't get in, the crowd going wild. Now, just to give you the flavor, let me see if I can find the spot here in this tape. Let me see if I can find it. Maybe I will succeed, maybe not. Let me see whether I can find it. It's a point where the president brings up Senator Scott of South Carolina and Senator Graham. And it is something. Let me see here. Let me see if I've got the exact spot. Let me just kind of go forward here and find it. Okay, here it is. Here it is. You're going to love this. Now, this is Lindsey Graham. The president asked Lindsey Graham to come to the microphone. I hope I didn't mess it up here. Ah, it's coming. What happened? What happened there? How did I lose it? Let's see. It might not be me that did this.
Full success. And what he's done for this country is incredible.
There he is.
It's incredible. Lindsey, we'll start with Lindsey. Say a few words, please. Thank you.
Welcome to South Carolina, Mr. President.
Lindsey Graham, South Carolina Senator.
You know why you're going to win? You've been a damn good president. Thank you for 200 conservative judges. Thank you for Justice Kavanaugh and Justice Gorsuch. Thank you for rebuilding the military and killing the terrorists. Thank you for the strongest economy of my lifetime. And thank you more than anything else for putting up with the never-ending bullshit you have to go through.
There he is, folks. Now here's Kim Scott, South Carolina Senator also.
All right! USA! 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 If South Carolina, I said, if South Carolina is Trump country, let me hear you scream!
Everybody's going wild. The president is smiling from ear to ear. He's loving it.
If you have benefited from the Trump economy, let me hear you scream! Okay. One last thing. If you want 4 more years of President Trump, let me hear you scream!
Oh, let me turn it down here. I turn it down. What does that remind you of? The wrestling, match where the announcer, the famous announcer, said, "Let's rumble!" Oh my gosh, they were just blowing the roof off of this arena in North Charleston today. And how can it get better? How can it keep getting better? And and you know, I'll tell you, you know, I want to lift your spirits here with this, you know, in our tonight show. You know, the Demon Rap Media is just spending all their time, you know, "Oh, you're going to die. You're going to die. Ladies and gentlemen, do you know you're going to die? You're going to get the bubonic plague, and it's going to strike you in about 6 hours, and you're going to live about 35 minutes, and then your body's going to swell up and blow up before they get you to the hospital, and you'll kill all your family with you as you die of the bubonic plague." I mean, they're trying to scare the hell out of you. But look at this Trump crowd. They're not scared. they're happy as hell. And they're trying to tank the stock market. That's fine. That's fine. It's folks, buy. It's a buying opportunity. If somebody artificially drives the stock market down by, let's say, a full 10%, folks, if you got cash on the sidelines, buy. It's going to bounce right back. You make 10%, you know what, in 2 months? So the don't worry about that. The stock market's coming back. And the I'll tell you what, just a wonderful thing. Now, also, more wonderful things to talk with you about tonight. First of all, if you want to call in, 800-313-9443. If you want to share with us, if you were at this rally in North Charleston that just ended, call us up. Do you realize at the beginning of this rally, the president saw some people in the front row there, and he's starting to recognize people in his crowds that come to more than one. So he asked this group of people, it's a group of people, husbands and wives, like in the front. He says, "How many rallies have you all been to?" You know what they answered? 114. Oh, that's exactly where I would be if I had an RV and I had the time and the kids were grown and I could do that. That's what I'd do. I'll bet you they're traveling around in an RV caravan. And, you know, there are a lot of Americans who do this, older folks, my generation. You don't know that, you younger folks don't even know this. They actually live out on the road in their RVs and they have a wonderful time. They meet up all over the place in odd places in the countryside, and bluegrass festivals and all kinds of fun. Anyway, and then these RVs that they have, trust me, they're not roughing it. Anyway, 114. But it's a measure. Why mention this? Because it's a measure of the love. And the president mentioned it in the rally tonight. He said, "You know, this isn't hard for me to do, these rallies. It's easy." He says, "You know what makes it easy? The love in the room." He said, "In every rally, it's the same. I don't have any trouble thinking of what to say or holding forth because you can just, it's palpable. You can feel it in the air. The love makes everything easy." And and it's just getting more and more wonderful. Anyway, so here we are. You know, this. Remember, you're going to die tomorrow of. Have they got a name for Corona? Corona. They got to come up with something scarier than coronavirus. They got something with a scary name like Ebola. They got something like that. Anyway, still, not a single American has died in this country. And I don't know if an American has died outside of this country. I don't know about that either. But so that's going. And thanks to Donald Trump. Thanks to the fact that he shut the airlines down. He shut the travel down. He quarantined the people that that got through. And he shut down the flow of people from China. Brilliant. Brilliant epidemiologist, that Donald Trump. Meanwhile, the demon rats all whining, complaining, oh, open borders, oh, all this. And what did they do all the time that the president was defending our country against nasty virus from this nasty country, China? What were the demon rats doing? What was Nancy Pelosi? What was Chuck Schumer doing? Nonstop impeachment. They shut the government down. Senators in the impeachment trial, they had to sit there and they could only drink water or milk. They couldn't talk. They couldn't say anything. They couldn't do anything. They could go take a leak. They could eat a chocolate. There was a drawer that had chocolates in it. And they had to stay in there till 1 a.m. There was no Senate business transpired whatsoever. No defense of the country. The crying Chuck Schumer, this puke. And nervous Nancy, his female counterpart, puke. Were they worrying about equipping America for to handle epidemiological concerns or immunological concerns? No, of course not. They're too busy impeaching, impeach, impeach. Total hoax, total scam. These people are garbage. Anyway. Just wonderful to see that spirit of these rallies. Nothing can dampen the spirit of the Trump phenomenon, the Trump revolution. Here, let's turn him up again. Here he is. This is just a little while ago.
Are the lowest ever recorded in the history of our country. For decades, Democrat politicians betrayed African Americans. They forced their children into failing schools. They ship their jobs to foreign countries. They push their unfair sentencing policies. You know about that. Alice, you know Alice? And they favored illegal aliens over their own constituents. You know that. That's been happening for a long time. My administration is reversing these failed policies and delivering record gains for African Americans. We are going to compete for every single vote in 2020, and we expect to win a historic share of the black vote come election day.
Nice. Now, he got a nice boo there from the crowd on the demon rats. Speaking of boos, here's a boo that I don't have the video. I don't have the tape for you here. I should have it. But this was such a choice moment. At CPAC yesterday, who was it that mentioned? Somebody, one of the speakers mentioned Mitt Romney, who was officially disinvited from CPAC. And the director of CPAC even said, one of the reasons I disinvited Mitt Romney is I can't actually, I can't be confident that I can guarantee his physical safety. But when his name was mentioned, the crowd, the biggest crowd ever at CPAC, and I don't know how big this crowd was. It might have been 19,000 people. Well, that would be the total attendance, but you know, it might have been 10,000 people. Huge crowd, almost as big as a Trump crowd. And of course, it is a Trump crowd because Donald Jr. is there and Donald Sr. will be there tomorrow. That's why it is the biggest crowd ever. When Mitt Romney's name was mentioned, the crowd broke into lusty boos. Oh, oh. Pinch me. Tell me I'm not dreaming. The crowd of the biggest crowd of the most dedicated conservatives in America at the largest event can't boo loud enough Mitt Romney. Boy, that's victory. That's Donald Trump having bested the rhinos. We'll be right back.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
United States, we're the ones who need it worst. Let the rest of the world help us for change, and let's rebuild America first. Our highways and bridges are falling apart. Who's blessed and
who has been cursed?
There's things to be done
all over the world.
Let's rebuild America.
Hey, we're back, and we got plenty of time left in the show. We're just getting warmed up. Let me turn the president back up. I mean, gee, when we have a chance to listen to the president in a rally on the same day.
How are you? How many people did you kill last year? How many people did you kill last year with a knife because they like knives, because it's more painful? This is the kind of people that we were letting into our country. ICE has taken them out of our country by the thousands, by the thousands. Last year, ICE officers arrested 12,000 criminal aliens charged or convicted of dangerous offenses, including robbery, rape, and many for a thing called murder. On Wednesday, we won the big case in federal court. Did you see that?
Now, this is, just incredible brilliance from Donald Trump today. Let us take a look here. Now, he'll be back. We're going to have another Trump rally the day before. Well, tomorrow, what have we got in store for you? I won't be there. We won't have a radio show tomorrow, sad to say. But we'll come at you charging on Sunday with the results of the Saturday South Carolina primary. Who's going to win this thing? Well, let's say they're all losers. I don't know. Who will be the biggest loser? Who will lose the least? I don't know. Anyway, you got Biden, you got Sanders, you got Warren, and so we'll see. We'll see tomorrow in the South Carolina primary. And then, but then on Tuesday, you've got Super Tuesday, 14 states and American Samoa, and they're going to, something like 1,400 delegates will be picked, something like 40% of all the delegates will be picked, not including the super delegates. Of course, and that's the trap door. That's the little trap door they're going to pull on Bernie Sanders when they get to the convention in Milwaukee in July. Oops. Sorry, Bernie. The superdelegates are not going to let you have the nomination. And then we get to see that. Oh, boy. You know, that's going to be a hoot. What happens when that transpires? But the Super Tuesday, that ought to really be something. And remember, we talked about it in the show last night. The polls are really emphatic. Bernie Sanders is leading everywhere. He's not leading in South Carolina, one of the few states where he's not leading in the polling. And remember, of course, the polling, I like what Lindsey Graham just said. You know, above all, we want to thank you, Mr. President, for putting up with all the bullshit you have to endure. And of course, some of that bullshit he refers to in his tweets today. He talks about a Fox poll. Fox, you know, you think of Fox as being a patriot network. Well, it's only partly patriotic. And that's limited to the patriots on Fox. The non-patriots are never Trumpers. And there are a bunch of them inside of Fox. And apparently the people who conduct their polling are of such ilk because they really get it wrong. They did it through the president comments on that in the 2016. Fox got it wrong over and over again. And what the president calls, he calls these fake polls, he calls them, there's a name for it. Let me think. It'll come to me in just a second. Suppression polls. Suppression polls. They're designed to discourage Trump supporters. They're designed to encourage never Trumpers and anti-Trump people to create an illusion that Trump is not winning, can't win, he's hopeless. You don't want to vote for him. You'll be in the losing team. Suppression polls. Anyway. But in these polls, as I say, take them, you know, for what they're worth. But nevertheless, these polls, Sanders is winning everywhere except Florida and South Carolina. California, he's way ahead. And New York and, you know, Illinois, he's way ahead. So he may get a real bundle of delegates on Super Tuesday next week. And then, boy, if he comes into the Milwaukee convention with a real head of steam, that's something. And you want to connect that up. We talked about Charlie Kirk and Turning Point USA, this college organization with, you know, I think they have something, you know, on the order of 1,000 chapters, you know, over 500, I think, in the U.S. They are, and they're on a growth curve that's spectacular. They're going to be on every high college campus and many high school campuses. Isn't that exciting? Men started crying. Manners were praying and hearts beat fast. And everybody, we'll be right back after this message.
Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well. Grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan. And like a giant oak tree, just stood there alone. Big John. Big John.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extend your life with Extendovite. When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Guess my opinion is all out of style.
Oh, but don't get me started, 'cause I can get right. I'll make a fight for forefathers' plan.
That's right. And the world already knows where I stand.
And I'm for
we're back,
Bible,
folks.
And I'm for the
flag. Boy, an exciting weekend. Boy, who's the president of Brazil? It's Bolsonaro, but is it Eduardo Bolsonaro? Let me just look it up, because I'm seeing a Bolsonaro at CPAC, and maybe there's more than one Bolsonaro, but maybe this is. No, Eduardo Bolsonaro is not the president of. He's a member of the Chamber of Deputies. And let's see if he's related to his father. His father is in February of 2019, it was reported that Eduardo Bolsonaro, the son of the president, was joining the movement. That's the name of it. The European-based organization supports right-wing populism and was founded by former White House chief strategist Steve Bannon. He is the representative for the group in South America. Bolsonaro was invited by his father to become ambassador to the United States. The U.S. administration under Donald Trump formally endorsed Eduardo Bolsonaro's nomination. They blocked the son. He's too much of a patriot. They blocked him to be the ambassador to the U.S. Anyway, that's exciting. And he is at CPAC. Oh, here's the father. Where is it? Oh, he just came up just a second ago. I just saw his face on the screen. Where is it? His father. His parents would be here. Here it is. Jair Messias Bolsonaro. He was elected the president. Anyway, at CPAC. Now, tomorrow's the big day. At CPAC at 3 p.m. Eastern, they're just south of the Washington District of Criminals line. They're in National Harbor to a packed sardines hall. Donald Trump will address CPAC tomorrow. No radio show for me tomorrow, but I'll sure cover that on Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. when we get back together here in the Trump Clubhouse. And then there's the Trump event. Okay, so that's Saturday. We've got our show on Sunday. Monday, Donald Trump will be in Charlotte. Let me look it up. I think he'll be in Charlotte, North Carolina. Let me find it. Where is his page here? Okay, I must have closed it, but here it is. Okay, events. I'm at DonaldJTrump.com, and the events tab. Yes, in Charlotte, North Carolina, on Monday at 7 p.m. Eastern time, which should be 8 o'clock. Wait, that'd be 6 o'clock Central time. So that event will be winding down when we go on the air here on Monday. And then Super Tuesday the next day. My gosh, what a show that's going to be, because the results will be coming in from all over the country. And we're going to get really one hell of a look at what, you know, as the president tweeted yesterday, he said, just send me an opponent. He thinks so little of all of them. This is the thing. Joe Biden, he says this over and over again. Here's the deal. Or as, Pocahontas says, look. Look, none of them are good speakers. So here's the deal. Look, they don't have any capable. They didn't come up with a candidate with any capability or skill. Nothing. And are they going to pull something out of their hat? At the last minute at their convention, is Hillary going to pop up like a jack in the box? Michelle, what's her face? Who's that lady on television with that stupid show? Oprah? Are they going to bring Oprah in? I mean, what can they do? They don't. There's nothing. There's no serious, intelligent. I don't care if they're at least come up with somebody who's articulate or intelligent, but. Thank God they haven't. They've come up with the kind of dregs, the kind of dirt bags that should represent crappy ideas. So this is a fitting thing. And we're tired of this business of sophisticated looking people like Mitt Romney falsely being the wolves in sheep's clothing, who put the lipstick on the pig of tyranny. So finally, the Democrats are coming up with candidates who, Bernie Sanders is the kind of candidate they need. AOC, that's the kind of leader they need. Ilhan Omar, that's not even her real name, is it? Who married her brother to get into the U.S. Ah! Jeez. That's the kind of leader that the Democrats deserve, need, and that we should be happy that they have. So this is turning out to be one heck of a great election coming up here. Let's go back to the president. He's tweeting a little bit here after just leaving the rally there in North Charleston. He says, thank you to all of the incredible law enforcement officers in South Carolina tonight. We love you. And it shows there's a shot from his presidential limo, the Beast, as he goes down this interminable row of South Carolina police officers, highway patrol, police, just in wonderful single file order lining his route out of the arena area. Boy, does law enforcement love Donald Trump. And let's see, what else does he say here? Oh, this is an important announcement. One of the best in the defense of Donald Trump through all this, as Lindsey Graham says, here, let's play Lindsey Graham again one more time so you can hear him say it. I know, I'm enjoying it too much, but it's important. Political correctness has been given a decent burial. It needed it. Listen to what Lindsey Graham, he hasn't been on the Trump train from the beginning. Actually, he was rather the virulent opponent of Donald Trump, I believe. Virulent is too strong a word, but animated opponent of Donald Trump. But he's gotten on the Trump train big time. So listen to him, and he's jumping up and down like a little boy. And so is Tim Scott. I mean, they're both men look as if they're like 14 years old again, as they're hopping around on the stage, waving their arms around. It's like the adrenaline is just pumping. Okay, listen to this. The president is bringing Lindsey up to the podium.
You know why you're going to win? You've been a damn good president. Thank you for 200 conservative judges. Thank you for Justice Kavanaugh and Justice Gorsuch. Thank you for rebuilding the military and killing the terrorists.
Everybody's smiling.
Thank you for the strongest economy of my lifetime. And thank you more than anything else for putting up with the never-ending bullshit you have to go through.
Oh, there you have it, folks. And I lost my thought. I don't know why I even was playing that for you. But, I lost my thought. I was enjoying that so much. Anyway, look what we have to look forward to. Tomorrow, the president addressing CPAC. And that's the first time I saw Donald Trump. That brings back memories for me. It was 2011 was the year. And was Mitt Romney there? That's a good question. I'll go back and research that question. But Rand Paul was there, and that's why I was there to hear Rand Paul. And just before Rand Paul spoke, the surprise speaker came out from behind the curtain, unannounced. It just said on the schedule, it said, surprise mystery speaker. It was Donald Trump. And he came out to announce that he intended to run for president of the United States. This is 2011. I think like February, this time of year, February, March of 2011. He intended to run for president in the 2012 campaign, where Ron Paul was running. Remember his second campaign, second run. And that was the first time I heard Donald Trump speak. And I'll say myself, I did not get it, what a great man he was. My neurons didn't fire to realize what a genius, what a giant of history was before us there in the hall. I was all, you know, whatever, starry eyed about Ron and Rand Paul. So who I, Rand Paul, I admire. Ron Paul, my goodness. Oh, gee. I don't know what's happened. Something happened to Ron. He does not get Donald Trump at all. He does not understand what a great president Donald Trump is. And that's a shame, because Ron Paul's revolution, his movement, which I was in that up to my eyeballs. Gosh, Ron Paul could be of such value and such help to the Trump revolution now. Something went wrong. Somehow he doesn't get it. He doesn't get it. Still doesn't get it on immigration. Somewhere, I don't know. Is libertarianism a disease? I don't know. But he, anyway, he was just on, why do I say that? He was just on, whose show was he on? Not Bret Baier. Whose show was he on Fox? Was it Sean Hannity? I'm trying to remember. But he was on to give a scorecard for Donald Trump's presidency, and he gave him a low score. Ron Paul gave Donald Trump a low score, and the host, it was Jesse Waters. Jesse Waters. Waters was shocked. He was shocked. He was sure that Ron Paul would be saying, it would just be a question of, do you give him an A+ or an A? Would be the only, that you'd expect maybe Ron Paul would hold off on the A+. Jesse was astounded that Ron Paul was giving Donald Trump a C- on everything. Economy, immigration, foreign affairs. C-, the economy. Ron, please. What happened? Anyway, he may never figure it out. That's a shame. All righty, let's see. Where will we go? Let's go. Let's just drop it in into the Ron Paul rally, or the Ron Paul rally, the Trump rally today in North Charleston. I'm just dropping the cursor down here, the bouncing ball, and here we go. Let's play the president. Here he is.
And they never replaced this guy. But watch this. You ready? So first we'll go, let's say, Sleepy Joe, right? So, right? Then we'll go Crazy Bernie. Then we'll go Mini Mike. I don't think Mini Mike. I think he's out of it. Should we include Mini Mike or not? Mini Mike is gone. Mini Mike is gone. I think he's gone. He doesn't have a chance. So let's not talk it. He's not in your election anyway, so let's forget. So Mini Mike, I hear Mini Mike, by the way, has left. He's basically given up. That's what I hear. He gave up.
Now that's news to me. I'm hearing that for the first time from the president. And of course, he's got good sources. I mean, New York City, Bloomberg, Trump, they have a history. They know the same people. What? Now, Bloomberg has spent $500 million already, in thereabouts. $500 million, and more than that, because he spent several billion over the last couple of years kind of laying the groundwork for this campaign he's in now. So let's hear what the president has to say. This is the first time I've heard this.
Now, I hope what I just said keeps him in. He's the kind of a guy, he'll stay in because I don't want to be wrong. Mike, it's time to go home. Go home, Mike, and enjoy your life. Go home and spend some money on something. So let's just go. We'll go because, okay, do you agree? We'll go for the two. Look, Pocahontas, we can forget about her. Right? Pocahontas.
Now, folks, can you believe this? You'll never hear anything like this again in your life. This is this great man. He's having a conversation with the audience. This is that love he's talking about. He's actually, he's not on any teleprompter here. He's just doing a stand-up routine. He's a genius. and the
I came out with that name far too early. Because those Bernie Ambers, they got, you know, little, then she got so horrible to people. And they said, you know, she's not dumb, but she's just so damn mean. We can't vote for her. She's a mean one. She is mean. So Pocahontas, should we leave her in or out? How about Klobuchar? Not going to happen. So really, we're down to two candidates, right?
Now, by the way, what are you hearing right here that you've never heard before? I promise you, you never have. And after Trump, after the era of Trump, you'll never again. This is one man having a personal conversation with 14,000 plus people right there. He's talking to and the crowd is speaking as one. This is love.
Sleepy Joe Biden and Crazy Bernie. Right. So this is a poll. I guarantee you this. As much as they hate me, they hate me.
He's pointing at the news cameras. Now, I didn't hear this, folks. I didn't know this is coming up. He's going to do a poll here. What his audience, his crowd, our crowd, whether they think it's going to be Biden or Bernie. This is, and these are South Carolinians here. And this is their election happening tomorrow.
They're going to put this all over the place. We have a poll of like 30,000 people inside and out. They're doing it outside, too. We have a poll. Are you ready? Who do I? So in other words, who's the weaker of the two? I'm not interested in who does better. No, I'm not interested. Wait. So ready? In other words, who do I want to run against? Meaning, very simple. We put it into nice, simple language. Who the hell is easier to beat? Right? So, who is easier for us, not me, for us to beat? Ready? Crazy Bernie? Yeah. Or Sleepy Joe? Yeah. I don't know. I think maybe Crazy Bernie has it a little bit.
That was close. That was close. That was hard to hear. And the president was having trouble figuring out which one was louder. It was great. It was great. Let's see where he takes this.
Now, once more, just quick. Ready? He said, it doesn't matter. You'll beat them all. I hope so. So who is easier to beat? Crazy Bernie? Sleepy Joe. Yeah. They think Bernie's easier to beat.
Yeah, Bernie won that one. So easier to beat.
They think Bernie's easier to beat. So whether it's Bernie Sanders' plan to eliminate private health care, Elizabeth Warren's plan, I told you that I had more Indian blood in me than her, even though I have none. I have none. Zero. I have none. I said, I have more Indian blood in me than she has. And she choked. She said, I'm going to show. She hired this company and they went out and did a blood test. 1,024th, right? So that means I probably won somewhere down the line a million years ago. I'm telling you, that was horrible. She choked. We don't want a person to win the chokes. We don't want a choke artist, right?
You don't want a choke artist carrying the football. Oh, he called Klobuchar a choke artist, too. He called several candidates choke artists in 2016. He grabs his throat. He goes, a choke. And he grabs his throat, pulls his tie back.
One thing you will say about me, I'm not a choker with all these people for years. They're after me for years. We can't have chokers. We can't have chokers as your president. So Elizabeth Warren's plan to eliminate America's borders, so that's what you would, or Minnie Mike's plan to eliminate your Second Amendment and take away your guns. How about that? Minnie Mike wants to take away your guns. The insanity of the Democrat Party is why millions of registered Democrat voters are joining our movement. They are joining our great new Republican Party.
Now, you hear what he just said. Why millions of Democrats are joining our movement. Then the next phrase, our great new Republican Party. This is not Mitt Romney's Republican Party. Remember, Mitt Romney was the Republican nominee in 2012. That was just yesterday. He was Mr. Big. He was the top guy. He was king of the hill of the Republican Party. And he almost got that role in 2008 that McCain took. So Mitt Romney really is full of himself. He thinks of himself as Mr. Big. And he got booed lustily at CPAC yesterday and disinvited, told not to darken their door. And darken their door meaning our door, conservatives everywhere. CPAC is not, CPAC is just a, it's like a you know, it's a gathering of all the conservative groups. It's the big convention of the right.
This November, we are going to take back the House. We are going to hold the Senate, and we are going to keep the White House. I wonder what they say when they go down the road and they see these groups of 200 people. Seriously, I wonder what they say. They never talk about it. They'll say, Joe Biden had a fabulous crowd today. Fabulous! So fabulous that there's like five people. And they'll leave and they'll say, President Trump had a smattering of applause. Smattering. They use the word smattering a lot. This is not, let's let them hear it. This is not a smattering. This is a big, this is not a smattering. Turn the camera. That's not a smattering. That is not a smattering. I hate it. They say Donald Trump, you know, in India, I hate to say this to you, but so they actually have 129,000 seat stadium. Did you see it? The place was packed. And they did better than most. They gave me credit for 100,000. That was not bad. It's 129. The stadium holds 100. They had a field that's about three times. It's cricket. It's the biggest stadium. And at 129, I was with the Prime Minister.
Let me turn the president down.
Of India, Modi, great guy.
We're going to run out of time. Anyway, hey, thanks for a lot of fun here tonight, folks. And, hey, enjoy tomorrow. Get your popcorn out. It's going to be great. Bernie, Biden, who knows? We'll meet up again on Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. right here in the Trump Clubhouse, and we'll have ourselves a good laugh. See you then.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.